Symphony Space is pleased to present Thalia Book Club, Roz Chast and Jules Pfeiffer, in conversation with Françoise Mouly.
Good evening. My name is Françoise Mouly. I'm the art editor of The New Yorker. And welcome to the Thalia Book Club book discussion series. Tonight we will be talking with Roz Chast and Jules Pfeiffer about their wonderful new books. Jules's Kill My Mother, a graphic novel. And Roz is Can't We Talk About Something More Pleasant? No, we can't. We must talk about it.
Roz actually does kill her mother, but that's another story.
It's a how-to book.
How to kill your parents. And then we can all go home. Roz and Jules are friends. We've known each other for a long time, and I'm really delighted to be able to have a conversation with them. For those who have been to the book club discussion series before, you know that tonight's event will last about 50 minutes. We'll show some images on the screen. At about 8:30 p.m., I'm going to invite you to join the conversation and ask questions. So refrain from shouting and sending rotten tomatoes. You'll get a chance to do that. We're all assuming that you will have turned off your cell phones and give a brief introduction, which is totally not needed. Jules Pfeiffer is a cartoonist, novelist, playwright, and screenwriter. He's best known for his editorial cartooning in The Village Voice, to which he contributed for 42 years. His work has also appeared in several other publications. He was the first op-ed cartoonist in The New York Times in 1997. He's been, of course, in The New Yorker and in The Nation. He has created more than 35 books, plays, and screenplays, including Little Murders in 1971 and Carnal Knowledge in 1971. And his animated short film, Monroe, won the 1961 Academy Award for Best Short Subject in Cartoons. He has received the Pulitzer Prize and his other honors, include the National Cartoonist Society, a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he's currently, are you still an instructor?
At Stony Brook Southampton.
Roz Chast is a cartoonist. She is very well known as probably the most well-known New Yorker cartoonist. She has published over 800 cartoons and done nearly 20 covers. Her work has also appeared in other publications, including The Village Voice, Scientific American, Harvard Business Review, which have so much in common. She has contributed to many humor collections. She has honorary degrees from Pratt Institute and Dartmouth College. In 2012, she was awarded the New York City Literary Honor in Humor by Mayor Bloomberg. She has numerous books, the latest of which, Can't We Talk About Something More Pleasant, has just been nominated for National Book Awards. So. So, Roz, do you want to start by just reading a few?
Okay.
This is not fair. You're laughing before she gets a chance to read it.
Okay, this is, I think of this guy as Obit Man. I don't know if you guys read the Obit pages, but I do. He's 2 years younger than you, 12 years older than you, exactly your age, 3 years your junior, 5 years your senior, your age on the dot. That's like the same month, the whole thing. The next one. This is the last Thanksgiving.
I think we need this as Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yes. You can't have salt, lactose intolerant, vegetarian, vegan, macrobiotic, fanatic traditionalist, on a cleanse, strictly kosher, ultra picky gourmet, and allergic to gluten. This is Pigeon Little. The sky is falling. The sky is... Oh, look, part of a bagel. this is the vain but realistic queen. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who, if she lost 10 pounds and had her eyes and her neck done...